from the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, Dugout Podcast, post-game versus the Baltimore Orioles. The Yankees went 10-7. Nice comeback win. Last four innings, top half of the last four innings, to come back down 6-1 on a night where Jay Happ was looking real flat. And we do have a lot of questions. Well, I definitely do, and I know a lot of Yankee fans did have questions about Jay Happ coming into the season. But he looked flat. But he got bailed out by the bats, especially innings 6-9. That big fourth, especially the big ninth inning. Brett Gardner's hit to lead it off. Cameron Maven got on. Both of those guys got on, and then you had the ground up by LeMahieu. But they were able to. Aaron Hicks was able to get the guy in, Gardner in, and then the huge 3-1 homer after Boy had the walk. So it was a very, very good win. Not going to be on here long because it is a little bit later than we wanted to do this episode, especially coming off the two wins out of three over the Tampa Bay Rays, moving to first place. But I thought this was a very good character one, man. I mean, you saw a little bit of everything, especially from the bat side of things. I know it kind of got sketchy with the defense tonight. Urshela had the error here at the top half of the ninth. But things happened. He had bobbled the grounder, and then kind of pulling the menu off. But you saw some weird things, too, more so on the Baltimore end. Severino, the catcher for the Baltimore Orioles, had a really sketchy night. He got hit by the pitch, and he kind of faked it. And then he kind of dropped the fly out, fly out that should have been caught. He didn't drop it. He just let it drop. But nonetheless, the Yankees, a very good comeback win. And the huge home run to make it 10-7, which was by Gary Sanchez. Huge home run, man. I mean, I know we talk about Gary Sanchez all the time, his lack of defense versus his bat. Which one is going to be more Gary Sanchez? And some of these huge home runs, I mean, it could have been 8-7, 9-7. He decides to deliver a huge blow and leave it out there, and Chapman gets to save, to secure the win. And more than that, it's just Baltimore. I mean, I know up 6-1. Baltimore was up 6-1 on a night that didn't have everything. But at the same time, Yankees needed to win this game. Well, yeah, I would say need. Yeah, they needed to win because they are the superior team. They're better than Baltimore. They should sweep Baltimore. I mean, that's how it should be. For a lot of this game, it wasn't looking like that. But got to give credit where they didn't quit. The Yankees didn't quit. They didn't mail it in. Good win, man. I loved it, man. Loved it. Let's get some thoughts. Right on, man. I think this is not 100% sure who this is. Is this Night Channel 7? I'm not exactly sure who this is. Who's this?
Yes, Channel 7.
What's up, man? How you doing? What's your thoughts on the game, man, tonight?
I'm sick of Happ, and I'm sick of seeing Luis Sessa. Happ has to figure out how to pitch without his fastball. And if he can't do that, then I don't see why you keep running him out there. Cashman, for all the credit Cashman is getting, he's got to do a better job because we don't really have any options pitching-wise. So you got to keep running Happ out there. And right now, Happ doesn't look like he knows what to do if he doesn't have his fastball, you know, where he's got the velocity, but he has no command of it at all. And this has been a constant refrain the entire season, not just tonight. You know I'm sick of seeing Luis Sessa because every time he comes in, he gives up runs. But, I mean, it was a good win against a bad team, but they got to tighten up the defense. They're sloppy. They're very sloppy defensively on some of these games. But you know what? You like to fight. I like what Cameron Maven did. I love the fact that Cameron Maven is finally doing what I thought he should have done 10 years ago when he first came up, which is go the other way all the time and then just use his speed. So his at-bat, I think, was the biggest at-bat of the night because if he doesn't get Gardner at least a second there, or he got a base hit. But if he doesn't get Gardner at least a second there, I don't even think we tie the game. So I love what he did. You know, Holder did his job. I mean, it's a good win against a bad team, and I agree with you. I think it was a big win, especially coming off the Tampa Bay thing. You can't have a letdown against a team you're supposed to beat.
I totally agree, man. I see it the same way, especially in a competitive division like the Rays. In the thick of things, they're a pesky team, and we already know Boston's going to turn it around like they have, even though they've kind of fell to the Astros. But they're still Boston at the end of the day. They're still the defending champs. But to your points, man, the defense was sloppy. With all that said, man, I mean, the offense did show up, and they overcame a lot of the sloppy defense and some of the miscues from the Orioles, and that's the reason why they should have won. They should have at least secured someone of an early lead or kept pace with the Baltimore Orioles. But, the last 6, 7, 8, and 9 innings, I mean, the offense from a lot of the guys that they came, the Gleyber Torres home run, that looked like the fan was going to interfere with him. Thank goodness he didn't. Sometimes I can't stand sometimes Yankee fans trying to catch those fly balls. Let it go over the fence, man. We need to run. Like, stop messing with the balls that potentially are home runs. The Torres home run in the second inning. Then he had the Gary Sanchez huge single as well in the sixth inning to really start the rally to get things going. I know Fielder's Choice by Kendry Morales. I couldn't remember exactly what happened after that in the seventh inning because I know that Mayhew had an RBI. I think Urshela had scored. And then, like to your point, I think Maven had another game. I mean another RBI. I think it was a bad throw from the left fielder Smith, but Torres had a good game, man. I mean, not even a good game, but just a good stretch. This is what we expected out of him, and that's the reason why Yankee fans and the prospects nation was so high on Gleyber Torres. What's your thoughts over the last couple of weeks with Gleyber Torres?
I like what he's doing. He still gets a little rap baseball on some of the plays and whatnot defensively, but overall he has come back this year and he's gotten better. He's gotten better as a hitter. I think early in the season he was trying to do too much because there were so many guys going down, but now that other guys have stepped up, he's going back to doing what he does, which is just try to take the ball the other way and then pull it when it's there. Defensively, that play he made in the Tampa Bay game, that's all instinct. The one where it was a hit in the hole, he slides and he throws to LeMahieu at third because he had no other play. That's all instinct. You can't teach that. That's coming out of him. Right. So I love what he's doing right now. He's comfortable. He's coming into his own. And, man, it's going to kind of suck to see him go back to second because, honestly, right now, I don't think there's a better shortstop on this team.
Right. I mean, that's his natural position. I mean, it's one of those good problems to have. The depth that we have, you can put guys all around the diamond, and guys are still coming back from injuries, so on and so forth. Whether it would be D.D. Gregorius later this year, or Tulowitzki, and then you have LeMahieu who could play anywhere in the infield. I mean, it's really a good luxury to have. And Luke Voit, let's give him props too. I know he had a couple of hits, and I love the fact that he uses all parts of the park. Man, he goes opposite field. He could show the straightaway center field power as well. I thought his at-bats were very good tonight as well, whether it was Cashew in the game or not. What's your thoughts as far as any of the other Yankee players' at-bats? Whose at-bats did you like? I mean, I kind of liked a lot of them in different parts of the game. Gardner showed a little bit of patience, to your point with Maven. I did not like the LeMahieu bat later in the game in the ninth. I know I can't stand the first pitch swing at bats, and especially with the infielders in, I can't stand that one. I don't care who it is. I'm a type of guy like, you know, just wait for your pitch, man. Take pitches, you know, see about two or three, and then work the count. But especially with the infielder in, because we've seen some of these things happen over the last couple of games, even despite the wins. We could even go back to the Tampa Bay game on Sunday when Sanchez led off with a triple and couldn't even get the run in. I mean, little things like that kind of annoy me, Chandler. What's your thoughts as far as anybody bats tonight or even want to go back to the Tampa Bay series as far as the approach at the plate?
Well, overall, I like the approach. I think having Kendry Morales in there helps because he's a professional hitter. So now you have a couple of guys in the lineup who actually know how to hit. They're not just swinging for the fences all the damn time. So, and I think that's rubbing off on some of the younger guys is where they're actually trying to work the count. That thing with the infield pulled in, usually the best pitch you're going to get is the first pitch, and usually first pitch is fastball. We've just been hitting into some bad luck because guys are hitting rockets right at people with the infield pulled in. It's been ridiculous how many times that's happened where, as a matter of fact, I think it was the Tampa Bay game with Sanchez. They hit three rockets in that inning, and they hit them all right at somebody. It was like, seriously, every ball was hit hard, but right at somebody, so what are you going to do? But I like what Maben's doing. Voit, listen, he's proven that he can actually hit. It wasn't a fluke last year. It wasn't a Kevin Moss or a Shane Spencer situation. He actually can hit. His defense has gotten better. LeMahieu's a professional hitter. You know, I'm not a fan of Aaron Hicks still. I'm sick of Aaron Hicks trying on damn home runs all the time.
Already?
I just don't like him. I just don't like Aaron Hicks. It is what it is. Aaron Hicks can hit 400, and I might still criticize him. But I think as a whole, outside of Frazier, who's scuffling right now, I think all of these guys are going up there with a good plan and executing the plan even when they make outs. You know what I'm saying? Like even Morales' outs tonight, they were all well-hit balls. He hit. He was going the other way. He hit a ball. You know, I just like their at-bats. Their at-bats are all good professional at-bats, and that's what we've needed for a couple of years now instead of a bunch of free swingers.
Right, and definitely that one RBI single he had in the on Sunday, talking about Kendry Morales. I know you said Voit, as far as not being a, I would call it a bust, but just a letdown. That's what you mentioned, Kevin Moss and Spencer's. I mean, tonight he even had the drop foul ball. I know he would like to have that bad. It was kind of weird because if you saw, I think it was Mancini with the ball. It was a pop up. And the way he was like kind of rounded. Well, he was running up the first base line. It was kind of about ran past Voit, and I think Voit got distracted and he dropped that foul ball. I know Voit would like to have that bat. Just those little blunders we're talking about. Like you saw Urshela, we talked about with Voit in the field, but boy, did the offense showed up in six through nine, especially. The whole point, like a lot of Yankee fans on this podcast, they can't stand the home run ball all the time. And the Yankees have won a lot of these games outside of everything. It doesn't have to be a long ball. I know Gary Sanchez had the 3-run home. We get that. A lot of that stuff was good situational hitting, man. And good situational hitting still has a place in this league, man. It's not about home run or bust, man, with this team. And the reason why the Yankees are winning, especially without a lot of their sluggers, because they're getting good timely hitting. And you go back to the Tampa Bay game, the way they broke it open in the Sunday game. And then look at how the way they came back tonight. I know it took a couple of home runs, like Torres home run here or Sanchez, unbreak the tie. But a lot of that stuff was good contact hitting, and I love that. I love that. All right, Jimmy, I think we see you, man. We're going to bring you on. Jimmy, what's your thoughts on tonight's game? Hopefully we got a good connection. Jimmy, what's your thoughts, man, tonight's game series versus Tampa Bay? And then we'll go back to Chandler.
Oh man, you know, tonight I gotta say it was pretty awesome, man. Like this team just finds a way to come back, like no matter what. Like half, let's put it this way, the team found a way to win. You know, Gary really set the tone. You know, I really we did against Tampa Bay, and you know I like the direction this team is doing, man. You know, we're finding ways to win, and you know when you're doing that, it's always a good feeling, man.
Well, who did you like? Who's played tonight? Did you like tonight in the Baltimore game?
I enjoyed the whole game, but for me it was Zach Britton. And, you know the way he came through. You know, like Zach's been on. You know, we all know that Zach has been on and off. You know. And when he's on, he's off, he's off. And, you know, sometimes when we see Zach Britton, we usually see him when he's like really off. But you know, tonight he was on when he had to be on. So props to him, man.
One more question before we go back to Chandler. I was gonna say one more question before we get. What about I mentioned the struggles of J.A. Happ. Do you have any concerns with J.A. Happ? As flat as he looked tonight? Especially some of the previous starts with J.A. Happ, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, man. I really do. I mean, I really hope that he, I really hope that he gets it together soon. But you know, it seems like every time he's on the mound, you know, he's missing up the home run, man. He's worse than Van Tanaka right now. That's all I could say. Like he said, I think he gets excited so much, man. You know, like he wants to get out there and win so bad. He lets his nerves get to him, and you get in the game, bam. Play, J-Hop just got to get better. You know, we got him to. The reason why we got him was to, improve. Not like that.
All right, now Chandler, going back to the other game, or series, Tampa Bay, I thought that was a good win on Sunday, especially the way they broke it open. You can even go back to the Friday game, the way the walk-off single or double, whatever you want to call it, with Gio Urshela, especially the rally in the ninth inning, man. I mean, the team is showing a lot of character, and I think you, of a Yankee fan, can definitely appreciate not laying it down and going on to the next day. The Yankees are giving a fight. Hell, they could have won the Saturday game. I thought they played well enough to win that game, too. I think Tampa just got the best of them. So how would you look at this, the last couple of weeks, with these Yankees as far as the rallies in them or just the, to your point, the professionalism to just not quit. Like you said, with Kendry Morales, professional hitter.
This is going to sound weird, but it reminds me of the 98 team. In 98, you never, ever thought the Yankees were going to lose. And I'm not saying this team is that team, but what I'm saying is the mentality. Every game that team went in, they could have been down 20 runs going to the ninth inning. Oh, yeah, we got this one. We'll get it. It's not a problem because you knew guys were going to go up there and do whatever needed to be done to get the win. And that's what I see with this group of players. Is nobody's trying to be a hero. You know, if it requires a guy to just get a guy over, he gets the guy over. If he has to try to get a base hit, he tries to get a base hit. You know, if he has to take a walk, he'll take a walk. I like that about this group, and it's nice to see because what that means is we're going to probably be in every game, especially given that the pitching has been terrible, hasn't been lights out, but the pitching has kept us there. And the guys are like, okay, if you just keep us close, we'll win. And we're winning the majority of these games. So I love the mentality. Like I said, for me, it's very reminiscent of that 98 team where no matter what the score was, you knew that nobody was going to give away an at-bat and that they were going to fight until the last out.
Right. What else reminds me of the 98 team or those 90s teams, especially when it came to the bullpen? The game on Sunday where the Yankees had Ottavino on the mound and the bases were loaded and he had the huge strikeout and I thought that was really key in the game. The Yankees really went on to run through the lineup in the next half inning, but the Ottavino strikeout with the bases loaded versus Tampa Bay, man, I thought that was a huge strikeout and that kind of reminded me of those middle relief. Ramiro Mendoza type teams before you got to whether it was Graham Lloyd, big strikeout to get out of huge jams, and Ottavino was pumped. Those little flashes, like you said, and plus it's really about more so the time of hitting. Like I said, it's not always the home run that has to do everything. That's the reason why I think a lot of Yankee fans are gravitating to the team. Because they get sick and tired of all the home runs, and it's like almost fool's gold because we know it can win games in June, July versus Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit, Seattle, those type of teams. But when you see situational hitting get done, it really raises the confidence in the fans to get to really rally behind this team. And this game was a good rally. And I don't care if it was the Baltimore Orioles. I don't care if it was the Orioles. That was a good win tonight, bar none. Then to Jimmy's point with Britton and then getting to Chapman. I mean, Chapman, he'll get that strikeout. He'll use that slider. The slider, if it's on, he's almost damn near unhittable because we already know the last couple of years he's been using that pitch as his KO pitch. He's been, you know, majority of his career, whether he was in Cincinnati or even a couple of years, or not even a couple of years, with that trade we had with him to the Cubs, and he got the World Series. He was predominantly fastball, but he's more his slider is bread and butter to get these guys out, man. And his slider was definitely working in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Sometimes some of the pitches are out of the zone, and that kind of worries me, especially with Gary Sanchez behind the plate. But the Yankees with a 3-run lead, it's not like it was a 1-run lead, so I was kind of happy about that. You know, this is a good stretch as far as a good win streak, winning series. Chandler, anything else you would like to add? I mean, as far as what about Aaron Boone? Just utilizing players. Let's go back to the game on Sunday, Chandler, and then we'll go back to Jimmy. I mean, this was a bull. The Sunday game was a bullpen by a committee game. You know, starting off with Chad Green. Chad Green coming off the injury, and then Chad Green had the first. You know, the first inning was cool. You know, he got through it kind of decent, and then the next half inning, he was really shaky. Gave up the hit, and then the big home run. So you had a good Chad Green, you had a bad Chad Green, but the bullpen by committee thing worked. I mean, you know, with Paxton being out, and they didn't want to go to another, you know, run through the be off of their starting rotation. The bullpen by committee got them through the Sunday game. That was, you know, that was it, pulled the trigger and worked. What's your thoughts on that, Chandler, as far as all the other pitchers like Chad Green, Ottavino, Britton, Canley, anybody else? You know, you mentioned Seth. Anybody else? And we'll get back to Jimmy.
Well, Ottavino, I think, is finding out it's kind of hard to come home. There's a lot of expectations. This is not the guy that we saw in Colorado last year, but he has been terrible. I think he's trying to find his way, and I think after the All-Star break, we'll see a much better version of him, and he's pretty good right now, but we'll see. I think we'll see a guy a lot closer to the guy Colorado saw, and that's just a plus. I'm worried about Chad Green because he's been trending down for a couple of years now. And I know they said the hand placement and this and that. He is still giving up too many home runs, still giving up too many big hits. He can't finish guys right now. With Britton and what I liked what he did Sunday, though, was he gave Nestor Cortez a chance. The one thing I'm seeing with Aaron Boone that I didn't like with Girardi is he didn't give guys a chance to work out of anything. Boone is giving guys confidence because he's letting them work out of stuff. He's giving guys an opportunity to either succeed or fail under pressure. You can even go back to Tyro Estrada. He put him in some situations where the Girardi never would have put a young player in because you have to let guys succeed or fail. So I think the biggest thing that Boone is doing and that he learned, I think, from last year is he's giving guys an opportunity to fail. And guys are succeeding because they feel like he trusts them. And you know what? When a player knows that you trust them in a big moment, they're going to usually come through in a big moment because it's really all about confidence, especially baseball. It's what, 99% confidence, really, when you're talking baseball, because it's pretty much mental. So I like what Boone has been doing. I think that, honestly, Aaron Boone has gotten leaps and bounds better as a manager from last year to this year. The thing that I'm worried about, though, is when some of these bigger guys come back, are they going to fall in line with what's being done, or are we going to go back to, you know, 1, 2, 3 strikes you out.
Right on. All right, cool. Let me add on Suzanne's day. Suzanne could not make today's episode, but Suzanne let me know her take. This goes back to the Tampa Bay series as far as Tanaka. They should not have taken Tanaka out because he bruised his shin, and Hicks needs to pay attention to the signs. He should not have tried to go home, but that's my take. She's talking about the game, over the weekend versus Tampa. Yeah, I gotta give him credit. That was a huge game tying home run to set up the rally by Aaron Hicks. The versatility in the outfield with Maven and Wright. You know, whenever Frazier is healthy, you can have those guys alternate. I mean, that's still Aaron Judge's position to lose, but I mean, you got three quality outfielders out there right alone. Or you could utilize however, who you want, whatever. And you got Aaron Hicks at center and Gardner in left. You know, Gardner, he can still cover some ground. That's still at his age. I mean, that's kind of why he's still on the roster. And he'll give you a decent professional at-bat late in games, fight off some pitches, so on and so forth. Jimmy, let's get some final thoughts from you, and then we get from Chandler. Jimmy, your final thoughts this tonight's game, and then the series overall versus Baltimore. What do you expect? Anything else you want to add on from the Tampa Bay series? By the way, one more thing before we for your final thoughts. We'll be on not next Monday because of the holiday. We'll be back next Tuesday for our doubleheader. So of course the baseball at 9 p.m. And the live looking episode. Well, half of it is live looking, and then the other half is the hockey. But Jimmy, so that's next Tuesday, not Monday, but next Tuesday we'll be back for the baseball at 9 o'clock. But Jimmy, final thoughts from you. Just tonight's game, the series versus Tampa, looking forward with our squad, and then go to the Chandler.
Oh man. Well, my final thoughts are just you know, great game tonight. I like the way that we came all the way back. I like the way that we hustled. You know, it just shows the kind of manager Boone is, and the kind of players that we have. You know, these guys aren't regular guys. I think that's better for us because these guys know that they want to have a chance to play. They want to have a chance to win. You know, and they're showing that we can win with these guys. You know. The series overall, I think this was the hardest game of the series. I think, with the pitches that we have going all the rest of the series, I think we're going to sweep Baltimore. You know, obviously we should, they're a bad team, so we should be able to sweep them. So I really like what we did tonight, and go Yankees, man.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very much. Canes Eagles won. Thank you very much. Go Yankees. Chandler, final thoughts. Night Chandler 7, at Night Chandler 7.
For us, I'm looking at the next three series we play with Baltimore, Kansas City, and San Diego. We need to only lose two games out of the next three series. We should only lose two games because the next three teams are playing awful. So, to me, we should only lose two games out of the next three series, and that will give us a really good cushion for the inevitable run by Boston.
Right on. I agree with that. My final thought, Shallis, at Night Chandler 7. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Going into the next week, you have San Diego during the holiday week. To Chandler's points, we need to rack up wins because of it's going to be a tight AL East, like it is for the most part most years. Because Boston went off to a slow start, this gives us a lot of chance to really secure the division. And to secure the division is to really, really, really win games we're supposed to win, like tonight versus Baltimore. Even though we had to do it in comeback fashion, we have to beat a lot of these teams, and we have to drag them out, man. We should I'm with you, Chandler, man. We should only have no more than a couple of losses versus the next three series. We need to take care of business. That's the thing I had an issue with last year with the 100 win team. Was we won series, but we didn't put them away. Like, to be a dominant team, and that's the difference. The reason why the Boston Red Sox won the division was pretty much was a heads up versus the Baltimore, where they destroyed Baltimore, and we toyed around with Baltimore when we should have swept them and kept it close. But nonetheless, good win on a Monday night in Baltimore. We'll be back next Tuesday, 9 p.m., for the baseball part of the podcast, followed by the hockey for Night Chandler 7 at Canes Eagles 1. This episode, of course, is on our website, BleedBlueShow.com, iTunes Podcast, Republic Tune, and Stitcher apps. Very, very good win for the Yankees, and we'll definitely keep tabs with them for the rest of the week. John Griasu, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue.